after your Martian money if you happen to have any. The flying saucers are hovering over Dexter, Michigan again tonight. At least four Washtenaw County Sheriff's cars watched mysterious lights flashing on and off in the sky over East Delhi. The little town is about 5 miles southeast of Dexter. A caller reported the lights and four cars were sent out to check. After a short time, the lights disappeared. But the lights were supposed to be moving, then standing still, then moving again. These latest sightings occurred in the same area where Deputy David Fitzpatrick took photographs of objects he saw last week. Those pictures were just returned from a processing lab in the east. This one shows two distinct streaks in the sky, but there is no detail. The lights at the bottom are from houses on the ground. The picture was taken with a sub-miniature camera on a time exposure. And this picture was taken by Deputy Fitzpatrick 45 minutes after the first one. The sky is obviously much brighter. That is, if the print is good and there was no light leak in the processing. The streaks in the sky, of course, are gone. The Air Force said today it expects to have some reasonable explanation for the UFO sightings tomorrow. One theory is that the lights are actually burning gas released from the earth in swampy areas at this time of the year. The Wayne County one-man flying object tonight in the vicinity of Sunday night sightings near Dexter. The lights were reported alternately moving and standing still, but were said to be very high in the sky over East Delhi, a community about 5 miles southeast of Dexter near Ann Arbor in Washtenaw County. One of the officers reported to be watching the objects was Robert Runnewill, who also serves as a Dexter policeman and who was one of the dozens of police who saw the Dexter UFO. A woman in trouble.
I was able to get from them that the lights appeared to rise somewhat and descend, not many times, a few times during the course of the evening. Both the Hillsdale girls and the people at Dexter described the glow of the lights behind the trees as though they could get brighter and dimmer, as though stage lights were being turned up with a rheostat, as they do in stage lights. None of them, except those two people, Mr. Manor and his son, no one else described an object, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
Doctor, I wonder if you would take a look at this picture and tell me if that is a flying saucer or not.
Well, it is certainly reported to be a picture of a flying saucer, but what can you tell about this? How was it taken? Under what conditions? This looks to me very much like a chicken keeter with a brooder, the lights underneath it.
Dr. Enig said that he couldn't definitely prove in a court of law that what those people in Hillsdale and Dexter, Michigan were saying was caused by marsh gas. He also wouldn't deny that there might be flying saucers, but he said there was no proof that there was. Also, Air Force spokesman here said that there were no images on the radar screen in Selfridge either Sunday night or Monday night. This is Joe Weaver reporting.
Tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, TV2 News will present a special report on the UFOs, The Return of the Saucers. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. on TV2.
Scientific consultant Dr. J. Allen Hynek said he believes recent sightings in Michigan were nothing but marsh gases.
Are you saying that the sightings in the Ann Arbor and Hillsdale areas definitely were caused by marsh gases?
I'm saying that the two cases that I investigated most deeply, the specific cases that were reported by the Hillsdale College girls and by the policeman and the Manor family in Dexter, were most likely. I said in a statement that I couldn't prove it in a court of law.
In other words, you're saying then that you don't know what caused it.
No, that's not quite right. I think that a person can be pretty sure about something without being able to convict somebody of a murder.
Well, can you say?
Yes, I do, honestly. In this case.
But you can't say without question that this is what caused it.
That's right. I don't see any reputable scientist who could ever say that anything, unless he was there and saw it himself and had a chemical analysis of everything and could, in his right mind, say that.
Well, Dr. Hynek said a picture taken by Washtenaw County Sheriff's Deputy David Fitzpatrick was shot several days before the Dexter incident near Milan. It was not one of flying saucers, but actually a time exposure of the moon and the planet Venus, Fitzpatrick said what he saw early, or told what he saw early in the morning of March 17th. He said it wasn't swamp gas.
We looked to the west, and we at that time saw three objects.
That was the time that you saw the objects behind the lights, at least you thought you did.
No. When we watched those three objects, one of them was stationary, and the other two appeared as if they were flying in a formation type. They would come down, and then we thought at first they may be falling stars until they reversed the direction and back up. And from there, when we had completed on the accident, we traveled some of the country roads to attempt to get closer to them. At this time, again, our attention was drawn from the Milan patrol car to look directly over the city of Milan. At this time, this one, which has been identified by Professor Hynek as Venus, appeared to be rising from the horizon just off of where the village of Milan would be. So from there, we traveled on over, and we arrived at Arcona Road, just north of the Carpenter Road intersection, and that was where the photograph was taken.
The Dexter police chief, who saw a flying something, said, "I don't think it was swamp gas I saw." The Hillsdale County Civil Defense Director said, "I think I'll disprove him in a few weeks." Finally, Michigan Congressman Gerald Ford called for a congressional investigation. He said the American people are becoming alarmed by UFO stories. He added that Air Force investigators checking such reports have come up with nothing conclusive for years. Ford proposed calling government officials and those who have claimed to have seen the flying objects as witnesses. The congressman might even subpoena some extraterrestrial pilots.
Hard to believe that people actually could fly away from their own planet and leave their solar system, isn't it? But if it's true, they may be capable of producing a 2,000-day deodorant pad. Did you ever think of that? You don't buy that one, do you? You know, some people already believe this is true, that there are people from other planets already here on Earth, and they've infiltrated our society. You know, superhuman people with, you know, great minds, fantastic courage and fortitude, and that will eventually take over the Earth. Personally, I find that hard to believe that you can have those fantastic people here. Don't you, Earthlings? Okay. You know where flying saucers wouldn't make any difference at all? In Hollywood. You could have 4,000 Martians land here in purple toreador pants, you know, with sparklers in each hand. They could ride an orange Julia stand down to Hollywood Bowl, and the only person there to greet him would be Mary Yorty. Hi!